Things are going to start happening to me now.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, one of the most original and unusual acts you'll ever see.
You're a legend in your own mind.
This is it, America. The event you've all been waiting for.
And we are here to pump you up.
The River Network presents Dimitri live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, 1290, 100.1, 1430, and 100.9. Time to get your morning up to speed with Dimitri live and dangerously local, a River Network production.
All right, before we start, you need to know that I'm going to be trying something different this morning. I have no idea how it's going to work. We'll get to our in-studio guest in just a second. I'll tell you why I hate him. But first, we're trying to do a Facebook live stream, except it's not on Facebook. It's on Rumble. On Rumble. And there's our guest right there. Hold on. Hi, how you doing? And so if you want to go on Rumble and let me know how this thing is looking, this is the first time. You know I'm a techno idiot. But let us know, and we'd love to get some feedback from you. Now, why do I hate my guest? Well, he's one of these God-blessed overachievers, one of these, you know, Renaissance men who's into everything and succeeds in everything that he touches and all that. He makes the rest of us look really bad. And when I say the rest of us, I mean, well, me. His name is Dolph Santorin. And, one, try your headphones, because this is what I was talking about.
Okay.
Okay, Dolph Santorin. Now, bold in a... Here's his... here's his bio. A bold innovator, not just an innovator, but a bold one, had a multifaceted career, three distinct segments. I've had a multifaceted career as well, all failures, of course. But he succeeded damn near everything that he has touched. Industry, a leading company, a manufacturing business in 1981. He is with Montecero's properties, a big rental business here in the Valley. Worked with a National Technology Transfer Center, rapid prototyping, which I have no idea what that means, but it's pretty damn impressive. High energy rate forming in through work. I don't understand half of this stuff. That's how important.
Then I need to rewrite it,
well,
Dimitri.
Yeah, actually, you do. Yeah, as a matter of fact, I think that'd be a really good idea so I can really understand the damn stuff. Anyway,
so. Well, sometimes it's just the stuff I'm proud of.
Well, and it's a full sheet, and it's very small font, too, so it's like a lot of stuff on this thing. Anyway, so Dolph Santorin, welcome to Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. How about you, sir?
Fantastic. Thanks so much for joining us. Appreciate it very, very much. So you are running, full disclosure, this guy is a big deal, important guy here in the Upper Ohio Valley, Republican Party.
Where did I get to be big deal important?
Because you're on my show, because those are the only people that I have on my show.
Are big deal important.
The more that I can build up my guests and say how important they are, the better I sound. And okay. So that's really the bottom line here. So he's very big deal, very important. So Dolph Santorin, I know you've been around like forever, but other than the public persona, I actually really, honest to God, don't know you all that well. I know you're into 101 different things. Truly all kidding aside.
Okay.
You're the only Renaissance man that I know, because you've done so many different things and you do them so well. And it's just amazing to me. Tell me, I know you're on with Steve usually in the afternoon.
I can't because of I'm running for office. So under the equal time piece is still there. So rather than chance it, I took myself off the air.
Oh, are we in that window yet? Are we in the that
oh,
window?
Oh, yeah. We're in the window.
We so, are in the window. Yeah. Oh, mm-hmm. Okay. Fair enough. So
filing window closes, and then the equal opportunity window opens.
Okay. Fair enough. Well, I'll be more than happy to have any, as I've always said, more than happy to have any politician on running for any office. Give them all equal opportunity. Give them equal time, equal everything. Happy to do it. So who is Dolph Santorin?
Who am I? Oh, I'm a dad, and I'm a pop-up. I'm a grandparent.
How many kids?
For Abigail, our eldest works with disabled children, and she's in Louisville, Kentucky. Daughter number two, Leah, is active duty military. She is a captain in the United States Army, JAG Corps, so she's an attorney. Our son is a PhD candidate at the University of Miami in Florida. And our littlest girl, who has brought us two granddaughters, two beautiful granddaughters. She lives in Wheeling, and she owns and operates Pickles.
Oh, the restaurant?
Yes.
In Fulton?
Yes.
Very good place.
Thank
very
you.
Nice place. Very nice place.
I'm very proud of her.
Okay. Notice who he has not mentioned. I don't want to cause trouble. I don't want to cause trouble. The one name that has not come up.
My lovely and talented wife.
Gee, I hope I didn't get you into too much trouble.
And she's listening, Dimitri.
Does she have a name, Dolph? Does she have a name? Is she in existence, or is she an avatar? What is she?
She wants to stay at home and not meet people, and that's okay. Laura Kay. And we've been together for 46 years.
How'd you meet?
College. We met at college.
Doing what? Did you try to pick her up?
Oh, yeah.
Did you try to get her drunk first night out?
And take advantage of her?
Exactly.
I've been doing that for 46 years.
Yes.
Actually, one of the sororities was doing a carnation thing, and I sent her a nice little note, a carnation, on May 1st, 1980.
Oh, wow.
Yep. And then I was a big spender.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Did that carnation?
I took her to Taco Bell for her first date.
We can go home. We can both fart together. Wouldn't that be great? That's funny. That is funny. So tell me about you. What are you into when you're not causing all sorts of trouble in politics?
You know, I love my tech. I'm a techie. I'm a techie mm-hmm. to the core. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, right now this is career number three, and career number three is basically we own a bunch of residential real estate that we rent.
Monoceros
properties.
Mm-hmm. You know, are you a slumlord? Am I interviewing a slumlord?
No.
Okay.
And I think the difference is, you know, we fix stuff. You know, yesterday for example, we had a hot water tank go out, and there's maintenance orders. There's a procedure for that. And you know, our thought on that was to go big or go home. And of course, you know, you should know the Greek basis of the name of the company, Monoceros, one horn, unicorn.
Yeah, sure, I knew that. Yeah.
So that's hilarious. That's Irish, right?
Anything you want it to be. So it's this is really the unicorn property management company,
yeah,
right?
That's us.
Okay, great.
And you know what? We've had a number of tenants, and for them who leave and come back. And that to me speaks volumes.
Yeah, no question.
And we've got some that we'd like to leave.
Well, why don't you evict them?
We do.
Okay.
Is it
hard to evict them in Wheeling?
No. It's extremely reasonable right now. And, you know, the magistrates have a fairly tough job. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the other thing is, you know, we're pretty scrupulous about our reputation when it comes to the magistrates. And for that matter, you know, with the tenants, some of the tenants can be really rough. And
what
that's probably
what was the worst tenant you ever had? No names, but just what did this person do?
Kicked out all the walls in their apartment because they wanted an open plan. Oh, yeah.
What?
They kicked out all the walls in their apartment.
They kicked them out?
Yes.
Because they wanted an open plan?
Yeah, they wanted to have an big, larger open space. So they kicked all the walls out, left the sheetrock laying on the ground.
Were they on drugs?
No, probably.
Oh, my God.
And the problem is I need to be careful when I say that probably because, yeah. You know, no, I don't. I will never, ever consciously allow someone to come into one of our apartments and do drugs or deal in drugs.
Right. Just,
we don't do that.
But how do you manage that?
But sometimes there's kind of fun ones, and sometimes turnaround is fair play.
Oh.
We had one couple move out, and one of the tenant tricks is, you know, they go buy a shrimp ring down at Kroger, right? And then they leave. You know, they put shrimp in the curtain rods, and they put it in the cold air return. And then when it rots, the smell is horrible.
People actually do this?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. They go out of their way.
Why?
To try. Because. They're sticking it to the man. It's okay. So this woman ended up doing that all to it. And then we get a phone call, and she's like, I left my earrings. Ooh, really? Where are they? So I went and found the earrings, and sure enough, they were there. And I said, I'd be happy to send them back to you. So I went and I got a little Ziploc bag, and I collected all the shrimp she had around the apartment, put it in the Ziploc bag with her earrings, zipped it up, and mailed it back to her.
What's it cost to clean up a mess like that with a shrimp?
Oh. I'll tell you what, every bit of their security deposit. by the time we get done doing a turn with painting and floors and all the problems, and what's worse is, you know, if they move out on their own, we've had tenants leave and we haven't had to do a thing before we can move somebody else in.
Wow.
But, you know, we've also had tenants, the average is about $600 for a turn.
So whatever happened to the earrings?
Yeah, I have no idea. I'm sure it was interesting when she opened that bag.
Wait a minute. How do you not have no idea? You know what you sent her with the shrimp. So what did you do with the earrings?
I put them in the bag with the shrimp.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So she had to get through.
Oh, all right. Boy, you could be a prick. Holy cow. I've got to be very nice to this guy.
Turn around's fair play, right?
Fair enough. Anyway,
this is career number three.
Okay.
So the first career was in the manufacturing business.
And what's
the
manufacturer?
Professional loudspeakers and microphone stands.
Really?
Yeah.
Like for cars?
No. Primarily for paging and for high-level sound reinforcement.
Really?
Yeah. I was with a number of companies that were in that, including Electro Voice and Altec, and did some consulting work for Shure Brothers, who made the microphone we're speaking into. And the first company I was with was called Atlas Sound.
Huh.
And it was, I found it, I enjoyed it, but, you know, manufacturing is decidedly unsexy.
Yeah.
So, ended up leaving that industry and went to the technology business and built a technology company, which
I
sold.
What did you build?
Highschoolsports.net. So we presented high school information, and I sold it to USA Today.
Really?
In 2007, and it was a nice exit.
How much? So, million? 2 million? $5 million?
It was a mid eight figure deal. How's that?
Oh my God. Where was the decimal point though?
All the way to the right.
So you're like Mark Cuban because he sold thing to Yahoo and made $1 billion. Actually, this is like Mark Cuban on a smaller scale.
You know what?
It was a wheeling version of Mark Cuban. I can't believe this.
No,
you're loaded. You are so loaded. My God, the money this man must have. How much is that worth? $150,000? Rolls Royce SUV? What is that?
That's a GMC.
That was my next guess. And I
dislike it immensely.
That was my next guess. you like it or dislike it?
I dislike it.
Really? Why?
Oh, I've had nothing but trouble. It's going back for its 18th time since I've owned it.
How long have you owned it?
2 years.
You got to be kidding me.
Dead serious.
Well, aren't there lemon laws in West Virginia that you can just take it back?
No, it's always something else. They take care of it after.
18 times?
18 times.
Oh, my God.
It's been a purely dreadful vehicle.
Why don't you sell it?
Oh, well, I'm cheap. Dimitri, you know that.
I am
frugal.
Well, 18
Is that
times.
Frugal?
18 Seriously, 18 times.
18 times. Not a month goes by. No, there's been a couple of months that have gone by when I haven't had to take it in for service. It goes in on Thursday.
What's wrong with it today?
I don't know. It's got a big old yellow engine on the dash.
Oh, I hate those things. My word. We're going to coming up here to a short break. Why'd you move to Wheeling? You're not originally from Wheeling.
No, I've also been here for 36 years.
Well, yeah, but why did you come here?
I owned a manufacturing company at the time.
Here?
And I moved it here.
Oh, where?
Down in South Wheeling. We were in the business incubator. So that's every once in a while I hear people start talking about business incubators. I know about business incubators firsthand.
Good or bad?
Most implementations are marginal.
Mm, that's like a C minus and a letter grade?
Yeah, that's like a C.
Wow. Okay, well, after that, why did you stay here?
My kids were here. Let's face it. The lifestyle here is great. Mm-hmm. You know, it's kind of like why you came back. You know, I've had so many great experiences, things at the waterfront, everything else. It's just an amazing place to live and a great educational, you know, possibilities. And four kids, I had four kids in school, and we probably had a dozen opportunities to leave. And it's just the right lifestyle for us.
More with our very special guest, Dolph Santorin, a Renaissance man who is running for the Republican nomination in the House of Delegates. We're going to get to the meat here in this next segment. Stay tuned.